So, you know, day two of the week, yesterday, we talked a little bit about in my monologue, the mayor. She's kind of the gift that keeps on giving. You know, yesterday we talked about how she's just been talking and talking and talking on her Oh, Woe Is Me tour as she travels around the country and hosting people here in New Orleans. I said yesterday, it's really an embarrassment. She doesn't want to talk about why the criticism that's coming her way ever. She is completely devoid of looking at herself in the mirror critically and gaining a better understanding for the frailties of her administration and what she's done. The criticism will continue because the issues continue to reveal themselves. And there was an article, the author James Finn in NOLA.com posted yesterday. We've talked about this on the show a lot, and that's the settlement of the Wisner Trust. So the Wisner Trust owns a bunch of properties. One of the most valuable pieces of property is in Port Fouchon, one of the most valuable ports in the state of Louisiana. A lot of traffic, oil service supply boats going out into the Gulf of America and dealing with oil production right there. The trust distributes about $9 million a year, and historically it did that to a bunch of recipient beneficiaries outlined in the trust. But the trust is expired. It's run its life. Of course, the heirs never wanted that mailbox money to go away, right? Who would? You go pick up your check every month or whatever period of time they're distributing cash, and you go and you get it, right? The city should be equally as excited about getting mailbox money. You don't have to do anything for it. You don't have to do any work. You do very little. It was left to them by a very wealthy individual. This whole saga started under the Landrieu administration and tried to determine whether or not the trust was actually valid any longer. It was for a period of time. It had run its course. What does that mean legally? What happens to the designated beneficiaries? And who actually has what is called naked ownership of all these assets that are generating income for the city of New Orleans and the recipient beneficiaries? Well, that's run its course. The court has actually ruled in favor of the city. But here's the caveat. The lawsuit was not brought by the city administration. No. This mayor, this crucified mayor, felt that the heirs and the beneficiaries should continue to receive their benefits, the money being distributed. She enters into a secret deal with them, contrary to the city charter. No one can figure out what it is, but it gives her control, right? She has a lot to say inside the star chamber of the Wisner Trust. She likes that. We've known that she's always like that, right? But she's making a choice. The entity, the city of New Orleans, or satisfying her thirst for power. And it's never really been more exhibited than here recently when there's a deal worked out with one of the recipient beneficiaries, Tulane, who's redeveloping Old Charity. Old Charity is an albatross that hangs out there. It's a massive structure that's going to take a lot of work, a lot of luck, and some Hail Mary passes to be caught in order to bring this to fruition. Is it worth it? Yeah. We're trying to develop a medical district. There's a whole lot of upside there. It's a huge building. It's a historic building. Everyone pretty much on the same sheet of music as it relates to that, but it's all about money, right? So the city council, in its wisdom, I might add, involves themselves in negotiating this deal with Tulane. Well, Tulane is going to relinquish all of their rights under this trust and some other peripheral issues that are important in this $20 million deal with them. Our crucified mayor, in her brilliance, vetoes the deal, which basically says, I still want the beneficiaries to receive their money, and I do not want the city to receive the dollars in totality. My preference would be to screw all the taxpayers and make sure that the actions that I take inure to the benefit of some beneficiaries that are actually here in the city and others that don't even live in the city any longer. And I would much prefer to look the court case in the face that ruled on behalf of the city, where the city would get the $9 million. Because remember, we got all kinds of money, right? Money is not the object until money was. And they stopped paying vendors again on time. So this is a very calculated, really brilliant, smart move, right? Have the opportunity to get $9 million free and clear. Don't have to do anything for it, otherwise known as mailbox money. But no, I need to make sure that I show the council who's the boss. And if that means I need to cut off my nose, despite my crucified body, I am willing to do it. I mean, all things considered, you're being crucified. How much more pain can there be cutting your nose off despite your face, right? So we'll continue to exhibit a level of ignorance and stupidity, actually probably bypassing some of her sister mayors who have also been crucified. And I'm not sure what hilltop they're all on together, but they can wallow in their own stupidity and ignorance together. And there might be a trophy as to who can be more ignorant and stupid than the other ones. I would love to see a family or anyone in this same position say, oh no, the document speaks for itself. It was for a time period. It's run its course. Obviously, the individual that set this up wanted this to happen. And no, we're not going to do it that way. We're going to do it this way to the detriment of the taxpaying citizens of this city. It's quite the grab to own part of Port Fouchon, right? In fact, I think Helena Moreno, I saw the other day, she was out there looking at the facility, gaining a better understanding of what it is that the city actually owns. And there's other properties as well. And trying to guess, probably figure this out, good luck on that one, as to why we would want to give this up. Because I don't see any good reason to do so. It makes absolutely no sense, right? And you know what's interesting is that the mayor, again, is not looking at anything as to what's going on. And all what's traveling here on a parallel path is, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow, we got the French Quarter Board seeking an emergency trash hauler for the Vieux Carré, contrary to what the mayor has done as well. So we've got this coming from every direction. I mean, these issues that keep coming up and coming up and coming up, and she wonder why she's getting criticism. But this actually makes no sense. I have racked my brain. I've asked at least 20 people, can somebody please tell me what's the deal? What's the backroom explanation for what the mayor's trying to do here? No one has been able to articulate a good reason for this being done. Which leads me to believe this is just all about her and about exercising whatever presumed or actual authority that she actually has to rub it into the face of the council to show that they're not going to get their way. She's going to do it her way or the highway, and she doesn't care about who is going to suffer in the interim at all. And whether or not this $9 million is of any meaning. Now, she claims that the payment risks depriving funding from multiple projects impacting the quality of life for New Orleanians, is what she wrote in her veto message, in her letter. But she's never identified these things. She's never made her case, one way or the other, to let the people know. She's never been transparent. Nobody ever really knows what it is that she's talking about and whether or not she ever had the authority to do what she did in the first place. It's amazing that this is where we find ourselves. It would be nice if one of these panelists, as one of these kumbaya moments that they're all having with the mayor, would ask her when she's out there on Oh Woe Is Me tour about this. Please articulate your position. Why would you deprive the city of the totality of the proceeds from the trust? It makes absolutely no sense. You're working against the people that you're actually representing and has yet to articulate why. Why that's a better approach than any other approach. The irony is, a number of the beneficiaries, they know that they're not entitled to any more. They recognize it. In fact, some are openly negotiating with the council to bring a complete and total end to this thing in an attempt to do some projects like Tulane being one, you know, this $20 million, and that's it. They're out and they're moving forward and the whole nine yards. That's what it looks like to me. But this mayor knows better. She's going to stand in the way of all of this and not unwind it and not take the dollars, not take the money, because we don't need it. We got it all. Lie after lie after lie. Lack of transparency. Never any transparency. Just never. And not to mention never going before the council to explain herself. That would be beneath her. Interesting. It was a body that she actually rose to being mayor from. One would think that there would be a little bit more deference to the council based on the experience that she had, that she would go there and explain exactly why she's doing this. But not this mayor. That's all beneath her. And now that she's being crucified, everything else is even further beneath her, because she's taking and experiencing all of the pain for the ills and the failures of those that just don't understand the brightly lit path that this city should take. And it's incumbent upon her to bring the light for everyone to see so we can continue down this path to a place that she thinks we ought to be. Unfortunately, most people are smarter than that, and they're not willing to follow that cult, because they already know what it looks like, what it feels like, what it tastes like to be in a place that we should not be in, because of ignorant decisions having been made and the lack of execution by this administration. Therein lies the friction. We'll just have to see where this ends. Hopefully on Thursday, we have seven wise folks that vote in favor of overriding this veto. And if your council person does not vote to override this veto, you need to demand answers as to why anyone would support this craziness of this administration and not take the whole, take less than, and never offer up a legitimate explanation to do so. We'll be right back.